When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Talbot and Leroy. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Tobin and Dan. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. It's a Friday. I was just reading a story about how apparently Sylvester Stallone tried to build his own seawall in Palm Beach, and they shot it down to the city council.
A seawall?
Yeah, he wanted to build his own wall so he could make his beach and pool more private, because people can obviously see him from the waterway. And, so he wanted to build, I guess, his own seawall to make it private, but it was a huge environmental issue. So he basically withdrew from the city council because they were all mocking him.
I'd mock him too.
He goes, "I'm the Tulsa King." Sorry, that's not going to fly here, Rocky. Hit the bricks. Get out of my meeting. It would be funny, though, being in the city council. Imagine your days. All right, what do we got to do today here in the city council? Now, I imagine the Palm Beach city council is a lot more bougie. But it's like, all right, how many manhole covers we got to fix? Got a street light. Oh, Rocky wants his own wall. Go ahead, Mr. Rambo. Step up.
Hey, little sea turtles. I want to block them.
Nope, denied. Get him out of here. Get him out of my court. Isn't that how it goes?
I was just saying, it'd be nice, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be
nice. Most of those guys, before they even go there, have already talked to the right people.
Well, apparently he didn't.
Yeah, apparently he did.
Apparently he didn't. He couldn't convince. I mean, there's a lot of rich and famous people in Palm Beach. There's a lot of people. So they're like, hey, man, respectfully, even though you're the greatest boxer of all time, we cannot have you building a wall in the water. Sorry.
That's a crazy suggestion. get over yourself.
What are the you're not even supposed to keep lights on to bother the sea turtles. You want to build a wall in our water? Too many people down here, Leroy. Get them out of here.
So he has a
even problem. as much as I love Sly.
Sea turtles in his backyard.
He apparently claimed that there's too much boat sewage and dog poop that's getting thrown near his wall. I'm like, sure there is, dude. Okay. You think really? That people are letting their dogs?
All those bougie ass dogs they got in Palm Beach.
Those dogs are pooping in toilets. They're so fancy. You think they're gonna poop in your rocky water? I mean, I love Sly Stallone. Don't get me wrong. I love Tulsa King. I love Rocky. I love Rambo. This is ridiculous.
So you want to hear my Sylvester Stallone story?
Yes.
So when I was in Cleveland, there was a golf course that I played a little south of Cleveland near Akron in that area. And Angie Everhart's parents lived there with her.
Oh.
And at the time, she was dating Sylvester Stallone. So I would go out there and play, odd times. One time I was out there, he was playing because he was dating her. So the pro says, hey, you guys are the only two out here. You want to play? I said, sure, to be cool. He says, no.
What? Right?
Yeah. So then a month later, I heard that they broke up and he sent her a fax.
Hmm.
He pulled the old Pat Riley.
He pulled a Pat Riley on her? Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, let's see if you can send this with a couple.
And I was just the only thing that I realized at that moment was, whoa, he's short.
I know you, and I refuse to accept it.
Toby refused to accept the fact. No, he is.
I refused until we had his former opponent, Mason the Line Dixon, Antonio Tarver.
Right. I mean, because the cameras made him and Thunder Lips look the same height.
They really did. It was amazing.
He might be shorter than you, Tobin. How tall are you?
Who?
6 foot.
No, he is a lot shorter than Tobin.
No, he's 5'10".
No, he's not.
It says here.
J-Fig,
we've already been down this.
We've had this debate. It's a lie. He wears lifts. Antonio Tarver.
I'm taller than him. Is that what you're trying to say?
Antonio Tarver.
He's probably a couple inches taller than you.
Antonio Tarver told us that. And Antonio Tarver's what, 6 foot? He's not that tall.
He's a
6'1"?
Maybe 6'1", yeah.
Yeah, he's like way shorter than me.
Right. Like, yeah, like everybody, like, they stop turning on TV and thinking that's real. Like, y'all know damn well he wasn't the same height as Hulk Hogan, but they was fighting eye to eye.
It says Palm Beach revolt forces Stallone to abandon mansion sea barrier. Man, imagine being that rich.
Where you can just build the sea barrier.
Or rich enough to tell Sly Stallone no.
Oh, man.
I promise you, the only thing that'll stop a rich person from doing something is another rich person. So you best believe that somebody on that water said, if he builds one, we all have to build
one. Yeah, like Howard Stern.
Yeah,
Howard Stern and Tiger Woods are like, well, he doesn't get a seawall if I don't get a seawall.
Right.
Then all of a sudden we have no water left because there's just the Great Wall of Palm Beach is in the water.
Tiger's tournament was last week. Well, he's playing with his son this week, but last week his tournament was in the Bahamas. They showed his boat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Is that was it something?
Put it this way. All the other rich people. Well, when he would play down here, when he played at Doral, when he used to have that term at Doral, he would just bring his boat down here and stay on his boat during the tournament. But here's all the rich people's boat. Here was Tiger's boat.
Wow.
it was crazy. He goes, that thing's got to be 80 feet.
You know, it's one of my favorite things when I go to the Heat games and I go out to the balcony and I'm looking at the people who drove boats up to the game. I'm like, man.
That's the life, huh?
That's the life right there, dude. That is but like, life. Could you imagine Stallone? I think he's been here only since February and he's just like, I just can't enjoy it down here if I don't have a wall in the water.
Really?
Why do the rich people want to disrupt
this time of year? You barely need a house, right? You barely need a house this time of year in Florida.
Crazy, man.
And then what is that wall going to do when the hurricanes come?
I don't know.
They move down here and they don't really fully understand that you are sacrificing 4 months of pure hell for five or six months of beautiful weather.
That's right.
From October to say March. It is beautiful.
Do you feel like is he really having, I feel like the only reason you want that is a privacy issue, being like, oh, too many people are around Stallone's waterway. It's like,
I got to tell you.
Then live somewhere else.
I got to tell you, when was the last time somebody was paying top dollar for a picture of Sylvester Stallone?
I don't know. I don't think a lot. I mean, Tulsa King is really good. I do enjoy it.
Okay, that's you. Okay, but I'm just saying, like, if there's that wall against a hurricane, it's basically Eichenberg against the D-Tap.
Well done.
No, it's not. It actually isn't. He ain't putting up no kind of resistance. He got sea turtles and dog poop all in his backyard.
Quickly, headlines brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new models in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Thursday night football last night, Chargers defeated the Broncos 34-27.
That was a good game.
It was a good game. It was very enjoyable, and we got a free kick. Justin Herbert, 23 of 31, 284 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Gus Edwards, the former Miami Hurricane and Rutgers, he had 68 yards, 2 touchdowns. Bo Nix, 263 yards, 2 touchdowns for him.
He actually looks good. I mean, we didn't think that early on in his, when he first started, we were like, oh boy. But he is, I would say, all of the arguing that I did for rookie quarterbacks to sit a period of time, he got thrust into it and they let him grow. You know, the coach did a hell of a job of not pressing it too much, because you remember when he first started, he was throwing 15 passes for 80 yards. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh man, this is terrible.
And well, maybe the key is to get a 27-year-old rookie.
Yeah, that's true. Married, 27? Kids, 401k pension. Played with every college team under the sun. Yeah, he probably gets experience.
The Chris Winkie experiment didn't work.
Chris Winkie was bald in college. I thought he was 35. I know. So.
He is. He's 24. He's gonna be 25 in February.
He's Tobin. When he's 27, he's gonna be making $50 million a year.
Oh man, Heat. They're back in action tonight against the Thunder at 8 o'clock. We'll hear a little Heat coming on up from practice yesterday. 6:45 is pre-Heat. And Panthers, they are taking on the St. Louis Blues at 7 o'clock tonight. That is on AM 790. Is Eric Spoelstra starting to crack on the Kal-El Ware thing? That's next. Back after.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who it took on a feisty Orlando. I actually tuned into that game. Orlando versus, did some scouting, because that's the Heat's next two opponents. Hey, oh, hello, Scooby. And I was impressed. I'm just very impressed by how gutsy Orlando is, because I mean they're dropping like flies. I gotta be honest with you.
Now you want to talk about injuries. Top three scorers.
Yep. Terrible. I mean, you know, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope can only do so much for you. Like KCP's trying, he's like, I'm trying to hold it, boys. I will tell you
why, there's a reason why he was the fourth option.
The Heat got them coming up after tonight. They got the Thunder,
which worries me more than the Thunder.
100%. I completely know exactly you. 100%, dude. I know exactly what you mean. But Kal-El Ware. All right. The one thing is that even with no Franz, no Paolo, they're a big team. They got size. You got Wendell Carter. You got that Goga Bitadze. They got tons of Jonathan Isaacs, no small dude. A lot of size on that Magic team.
All around big team.
The Magic are too. And they don't even have a windsock out there. A lot of size. One would look at this and the schedule coming up and be like, all right, Spo, looking at you, baby. It might finally be time.
For a tall guy?
Might be. Now, yesterday, Kal-El Ware, some of the media caught him playing a little one-on-one with Bam afterwards, you know, getting a little extra work in with the captain. And Spo, this was him on Kal-El and where he's at right now. Here's Eric Spoelstra.
He's been progressing. You know, how that pertains to the rotation, that remains to be seen. But I'm just looking at the progress, the work. We had a real practice today, and it was important for him to participate in that. But all the work, you know, before and after, it's meeting our standards, and that's why I think we're seeing the improvement. He's not getting enough minutes right now for everybody else to see it, but I like the progress.
I don't like that he's holding a secret from us.
Can I just say this? You can put that right in the class of Mike McDaniel answering questions. He talked for 2 minutes and said absolutely nothing.
No, he said things. He said things. He said things.
Here you go. You're doing this.
He did say things. Like he said it was a very important practice. You know, they got after it. They were a couple days off after the game. You know, you got to rest the body. So they got after it at this practice. Okay. He needed to participate in that. And then he's saying, we're seeing the improvement. You guys are, because there's no minutes, but we're seeing it, which means it's kind of like he's, shh, I got a secret. Shh. Like he's ready to throw that ace up his sleeve. He's ready. Shh. It sounds like he's getting closer. You don't think that?
I just think he's going to play when he plays. That's what that means.
Hmm.
You read one thing into it. I read nothing.
I mean, there's no Thomas Bryant parachute for him anymore.
Again. Maybe they made that because Kalel's going to fill that spot.
Maybe.
Or maybe Nico's coming back.
Nico did say that he is feeling better. Do you have a Nikola Jovic after practice yesterday, Dan Day? Here was the Serbian Terminator after practice.
It was not easy, but it's something you just I couldn't avoid, you know, jump landing on someone's feet and, nothing new. Unfortunately, it was the same ankle, so it kind of hurt a little more. But, you know, these days I'm just trying to get back as quick as I can, and I feel like I'm almost 100%.
They told us you practiced today, so do you feel pretty good for tomorrow?
I feel pretty good. Now, you know, we'll see with the training staff and everybody how smart it is, you know, to play tomorrow. But, you know, I would love to play, and we'll see.
He had a great performance his last time out and then got hurt at practice. I love Nico, man. I can't quit Nico. I love him.
I mean, can you imagine 5 years from now with a starting five being Nico, Kalel Ware, and Bam?
Oh, wow. No, I can't.
And then Tyler and whoever the other guy is.
What a season Tyler Hero's having, Leroy. And all-star voting is now open. And they were asked yesterday to make a case, his teammates to make a case for him to be an all-star. And this was Terry Rozier after practice yesterday. And you know what? Maybe the best argument of all time.
All-star, that's easy. Cold white boy. Tyler Hero.
What else needs to be said? Open and shut case.
I want to hear it.
To be an all-star, that's easy. Cold white boy. Tyler Hero.
Well, he didn't want you getting confused with Duncan Robinson on the team, you know? So he's a Tyler Hero. Clarify.
Exactly. You know,
there's a lot of white boys on the team.
Exactly. There's a lot of CAWBs. You got to be able to go back and be like, oh, man, maybe they thought I was talking about Pelle Larsson.
If he would have made that shot at the end of the game, he would have definitely been in. Because they would have been playing that over and over again.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Be an all-star, that's easy. Cold white boy. Tyler Hero.
He leaves and comes back, too. He thinks about it. Like, oh, wait.
Oh. He goes, wait, what if they thought I was talking about Duncan? What if it was Nico?
It's the angles for me.
I love it. It's a great case.
Yep.
He's got a great case. We also had Bam yesterday who talked about the trade fodder that's all around the team right now. And he says the team is not bothered by it. So this was Bam on the Jimmy Butler rumors.
Control what we can control. We can't control that. Our job is to go out there and win games. So for us, you know, you keeping the main thing, keeping it simple. And it's going out there and trying to collect wins.
No, oh, he's right. Can't get all wrapped up in this nonsense. Which it is. I mean, some of these rumors have been crazy. Not that I deny all of it, but like the Bradley Beal one's just the one that annoys me.
The only person of the four of us that it affects is you.
Hmm?
Trade happens when it happens. I don't care about fodder.
Oh, what? How can you not?
Because you have it every year.
Hmm.
So I don't worry about stuff like that. But I would say this, as far as the Heat are concerned, if you've been wanting some consistency and some continuity, when you keep trading during the trade deadline, you're not helping your cause.
That's true. I think they're going to have to be.
When you got guys who could be playing in the NBA, not playing at all.
I think the Heat are going to have to be blown away to trade them. Like I'm saying, like.
Oh, you're just talking about Jimmy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they pick a role guy up. I don't know. A couple of guys. I don't know. Maybe that's possible. That's what Dallas did last year. Dallas did that last year.
Yeah, but they were already stacked up top. Right? I would say the Heat are stacked, but not really consistent. If you trade one of those pieces, now you're going to say, oh, it's going to take 20 games to get like kind of what they did with Terry Rozier.
Yeah, I'm saying like, but they added basically role guys, right? Like they added Gafford, PJ Washington, to Luka and Kyrie, and Luka and Kyrie were a disaster the year beforehand. Like they were terrible, and then they got what they did. Well, they did play Derek Lively, their rookie. You know, I'm just food for thought. You know,
I mean, who made a big impact? Mm-hmm. He made a huge impact last year.
Sure did.
So
I'm not saying what to do, Spo, and I'm not doing the thing where you're like, hey, don't I want to hear about role. I'm just saying.
I think it's us. It's our fault.
We
got far too excited over getting a 7-footer without fully realizing what Spo does with 7-footers when he gets them. And we knew it. And now it's playing out just as it always played out. And we feel duped when, in actuality, we already knew.
We did. We shouldn't have gotten excited for no reason.
Right, exactly.
We'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next. Hope everybody's get set and ready for a big holiday week coming on up. Leroy is going as gold member to a party tomorrow. Now, like, what is the food judgment you put at this party, Leroy? Is that are you an hors d'oeuvres type of guy? Are you going to be fueled up before you go to this thing?
Well, here's an interesting concept here. I am literally right across the street.
Mm.
Now, I have been to parties at my neighbor's house. Food has been delicious. So I don't have any questions about the food. However, when you go to something that starts at 8 o'clock that is themed, you can't go over there thinking you're going to get a plate and be sitting down and getting your eat on.
Right.
And if there's any, because sometimes during the holidays, people try to get too damn fancy with the food. Theme the food up and all this stuff, you know. Don't want to have messy foods and stuff like that. I say, there's beautiful women all over the world. Women can be sexy. It's hard to be sexy eating up on a chicken wing. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
I know there's not going to be that. So I don't have a problem with the food choices over there. I've always had good food there.
All right.
But I probably won't eat. Because at 8 o'clock, that's a little bit late to be eating and getting your drink on.
It's drinky poo time.
Yeah. So what I might do is what I did last year. I went over there about 6 and start perusing the food options and grabbed me a plate and came back over to my house.
Yeah. It's a walkthrough.
Watch some football until 8 o'clock.
Understood. It's a walkthrough, you know? And we know Big Spoon likes to get the parties early.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, but the party starts at 8.
Yeah.
You're going at 6 to Peru.
No, I'm not going to the party at 6. I won't even be dressed. I'll be dressed okay. like this. And I'm going to go over there and I'm going to, you know, hey, what time? 8 o'clock? What y'all got going on? Let me see. Okay.
Okay. Most people.
Leroy, yeah.
What? Most people pregame to drink. Leroy pregames to eat.
No, I pregame so I don't. See, because my refrigerator is going to be filled for Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, and I know that I'm going to have to get up early because I'm going to go golfing in the morning. And then I'm going to go, I got to go pick up my mom right from the airport, at the airport right after that.
Busy week ahead.
So I'm going to just, look, I'm going to do it on the DL. I'm not going to be just, oh, what y'all got up in here? I'm like, ooh, what kind of snack? What y'all talking about over here? See, y'all, there's a method to my madness. And I'm going to go eat. Then I'm going to sit down, watch a little football with a little drink, get dressed. My wife's going to go over there at 7:59.
All right, you have a whole game plan. I didn't think we were going to go down the road this way. I do have to get to the mixed bag. You like?
Did you think that was not going to happen?
Like he's got the whole game. I didn't think I was.
At what time were you getting dressed, Leroy?
You're Mike McDaniel in the press conference.
My clothes will be laid out, but I probably won't.
7:45.
I won't get in the shower until 8.
Because
I am right across the street. So shower and walk over there. What is 8:15? I'll try to squeeze it out to 8:30.
We'll start off here in the mixed bag. LeBron James. He's all the rage these days are asking, hey, why are the NBA ratings so down? Well, the king has his own thoughts. This is what LeBron had to say on Too Many Threes.
We got to do something. Obviously, the last couple of years have not been a great all-star game that Sunday night. But I mean, listen, it's a bigger conversation. It's not just the All-Star game. It's our game in general. Our game is, it's a lot of f-ing threes being shot. So it's a bigger conversation, just the All-Star game.
All right. You buy what LeBron is selling there, Leroy? He's
to some extent
looking at his game, says too many threes.
To some extent, when you say the mid-range is a wasted shot, right? It's either threes or layups, which is a lot of attitude that a lot of teams have. You watch a lot of these games, and if somebody go 10 for 45, that's not good basketball. You're just running back and forth, right? We see it all the time. So there is a level of, you know, when you watch basketball, you like seeing nice play sets and back cuts and, you know, cool, like, just plays in general when basketball is being played at its highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And not only, it should be more than just the team that shoots the three well wins.
I agree with you. I think that there are definitely swings in playoff games that certainly hurt that. Like playoff games are kind of decided early on in games. Like you could talk like games 1 through 4. It could pretty much be determined who's hot, who's not. The one thing I would say about this, I don't quite buy the too many threes thing. One, Steph Curry is a tremendously popular player. I mean, maybe the only guy who rivals the king in popularity is Steph Curry. The second thing right. is, man, I go to these when I go to Heat games, nothing makes the crowd happier than when guys are going crazy from three. Like, people love watching it.
Yeah, but
like Tyler Hero gets that building on fire. I don't think I buy this whole three ball thing.
But yes. But keep in mind that the best three-point team shoot, what, 38%, 39%?
Mm-hmm.
And more teams are shooting 43s? It's a lot of misses, dude.
Yeah, but once, I mean, no. But the mix get people fired up.
But my point is not that the three-point shot is in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And to LeBron's point, is everybody shooting so many threes? There's a lot of guys shooting threes shouldn't be shooting threes.
Yes, I agree with that.
And so from that standpoint, just to get their numbers, just because a coach says, this is how many threes I want to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. The best team in the NBA averages what? 15 threes a game?
I'd have to look to see what the numbers are because they're always going up.
Right. But think about it. The best three-pointing teams in the NBA average 15 to 20 shots. They're shooting over 40 shots a game. Now that for the analytics, that's not bad.
The leader in makes this year is the Celtics. They make just under 19 a game. They take over 50 a game.
Right. You see what I'm saying? That's just imagine watching a whole bunch of possessions, and there's 30. You know you're gonna get at least 30 misses.
Well, speaking of the Celtics, Joe Mazzulla, who nearly wanted to choke out a referee last night, he gave his spin on the whole NBA Today feature.
In the NFL, you know, people aren't like, I want to see less scoring. They're not going to make the end zone smaller. They're not going to make the field smaller. So, like, scoring is up across in other sports. And I guess my question would be is why in basketball is scoring up being an issue as opposed to other sports? Does anybody want to watch a football game and see less touchdowns? You know, so I think at the end of the day, anything new or change is different. But, you know, I don't know.
There you go.
The NBA is in a position right now where the more skilled team and the better team could lose if they get cold from three.
Yeah.
And you could lose to almost anybody if a team gets hot from three.
But also,
the Heat are famous for that. Teams that can't make no threes mysteriously get hot as hell playing the Heat.
It is a thing, though, where also no lead is really safe because teams can get on heaters. You know, like you can't just pack it up and say, hey, a game is over.
It happens. But what I'm saying is if you look at the actual numbers and the percentages, there's just more missing. And that even though all of what you're saying is true, the best in the league, they miss 30 times a game, 30 plus a game on average. That's the best in the NBA. So if they play a team that tries to match them for threes and makes 10 out of 50, that has
the look of
bad basketball.
It's a crazy time. Like if you go back, like I just throw back to 13-14. The league leader that season was the Rockets. They hit 9.5 a game and took 26.5 threes right, a game.
And that was crazy. So I get all the theories behind it. And what Joe Mazzulla is saying is not wrong. But I am saying he's speaking from a team that is leading the league.
I think
the worst three-point shooting team.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, let me look. Fewest makes this season. New Orleans is making 11 a game.
Right. So
that would have led the league a couple of years ago.
Right. So,
or 10 years ago, not a couple.
So there's a difference in getting open threes and shooting threes. And I think what makes basketball bad is that some teams are just shooting threes and not running offense, kind of like I'll use the Celtics as an example. When they run their offense, they run their offense for that.
I will say the Celtics are, for as dominant a team, they are about as boring a great team as there ever has been.
Right.
They're boring.
Even though
Tatum's boring, Jaylen Brown's boring.
The other thing is one of the reasons why basketball is down,
mm-hmm.
if you look at all the stars of the league, they don't really have that personality like
pizzazz.
The Steph Currys, the LeBrons, you know what I mean? Look at all the
that starting five. I mean, Jimmy Butler was the only interesting person, and that was a show with LeBron in it.
Right.
So, but you know LeBron's protecting everything.
Right, but so that's another thing. I mean, when Denver won, like, yeah, it was great that they won, but how exciting was that?
I mean, it was exciting. I had enjoyed it. It was a fun run for me. Also in this, the man who's probably his team responsible for all of this and setting this in motion, Steve Kerr. He reacts to his team losing by a 51 burger yesterday. Here was Steve yesterday.
It was just a humbling night all around. I mean, they took it to us. They were great. You know, just couldn't get anything going first quarter. They took us out of their stuff. They did a great job defensively, and everything just went south from there. So give them credit. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do, clearly.
Wow. Yeah, they took it on the chin yesterday. Old quadruple donut Draymond yesterday. Not great. On the football side of things, Kyler Murray, you know, Tua is not the only quarterback who has a cold weather narrative around him. Kyler Murray, who did play at Oklahoma, he was asked about the idea of going to Carolina, where I guess it's going to be pretty chilly. And here was Kyler Murray responding to that.
No, I mean, I've played in cold weather before. It's not a, I don't know how cold it's supposed to be.
Like 35.
Yeah.
He responded with an S-bomb because he was like, oh, that is kind of cold.
I mean, how can I explain this? Once you start playing the game, the cold isn't a factor. It's getting blown up by the other guys on the other side. So once you get into the flow of things, so when people talk about the cold, you may think about it before the game, but once you start playing the game, it's just football, regardless of what the conditions are. I would rather play in frozen cold weather than wet, sloppy weather. So when people come down here and it's raining and the field is muddy, like that's harder to play in than just the cold.
Finally, we talked about the story a little bit earlier. Woody Johnson allegedly, reportedly, turned down a Jerry Jeudy trade because his sons told him his batting rating was no good. This is Jerry Jeudy.
I don't believe it. I think that's a fake news, for real. Why would somebody look at Matt rating? Be real. I don't think that's real, but, you know, it's funny.
It's adorable, but it is the Jets, Jerry.
He, like, every player isn't familiar with organization's work.
He's like, that has to be like, it's one of those stories, right? That's, it's like, it has to be fake, but it is the Jets,
right? See, he wouldn't say it is the Jets. We know it is the Jets.